Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Radio Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and for those listening for the first time, or you may be returning back again, thank you and welcome to the show this morning. If you are one that faithfully listens in every week, thank you for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. I hope you are staying encouraged and learning how to grow your faith. Yes. That leads to living in your giftings, folks. That ultimately leads to a consistent faith walk with the Lord. My prayer is that this show gives you something to think about, pray about, hope for, and have faith for. So in saying that, I do have a bit of a disclaimer when it comes to growing your faith. And you know what that is? I don't always like to look at developing and growing your faith as an opportunity to obtain materialistic things from God. You know, those things that make you look good and feel good? Instead, I believe if you use your faith as a way to trust and believe in all things God, it helps your life-growing process. Yes, you will come to understand, folks, I promise, that faith is not something you just wear or drive. No, faith is to confess through your ups and downs, declare God anyway. Continue to trust and believe in God and that those situations in your life will soon thrive, someday, some way, somehow. So, even through your troubles, folks, confess our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, this helps with the life-growing process and keeps you on that faith walk journey. You got it? So, folks, developing and growing your faith is necessary when you're trying to overcome these days. Overcome heartache, confusion, hopelessness, anger, fear, depression, anxiety, whatever vices has a tight grip on your thoughts and actions is why we develop and grow our faith to use as a tool in those moments. And you know what a tool does? A tool, T-O-O-L, it fixes things. There's certain tools that fixes different things. In this case, developing and growing your faith keeps you in the right mind and keeps your spirit connected to the Word of God, which gives you peace to enjoy your life experiences, I always talk about. You follow me? So, I pray by the end of the show today, you begin to open your mind to see through the eyes of your faith. Because you do know, as you continue to develop strong faith, faith begins to have eyes. I have a saying, just because I can't see it, it doesn't mean it isn't so. And just because I don't physically have it yet, I know it's possible and will show up at that God-appropriate time. Folks, this saying has encouraged me and strengthened my faith over the years to where I am here to tell you on the radio today, developing and growing your faith is the most powerful tool given to us to navigate through life. So again, I'll read my saying before I move on. Just because I can't see it, it doesn't mean it isn't so. And just because I don't physically have it yet, I know it's still possible and will show up at that God-appropriate time. Folks, I've got great scriptures today for you. I hope the show will encourage you today. I want to move on to a few scriptures to discuss before I get into the main scripture and message points here. So as we move on into the topic today, remember God is able to do above all that you can ask or think, folks. And if you don't believe me, I'll read that scripture to you here shortly. Again, God is able to do above. And above means beyond all you could ever ask or think. Can you imagine that? Anything that you can imagine and think, He can do above that. So there's things that you can't even fathom that the Lord can do and will do in your life. So I believe today that the thing to do, folks, is to grow your faith, as I always say, in those areas of your life where you need to be mentally, physically, and emotionally strengthened. So no, faith is not always about something you drive or wear. It's about standing on the Word to have peace and enjoy your life experiences. So moving on, again, before I get into the main scripture and points of discussion, let me give you a few scriptures you can study in your quiet time to help you grow your faith. And you might want to write it down if you're driving. You can listen back to the show again by visiting faithwalkradio.com, faithwalkradio.com. Click on messages and listen to current message today. So again, Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8 tells us when we are cursed and when we are blessed. Pretty simple, right? What happens when we trust in God and what happens when we trust in our own flesh. And what I mean by trusting in one's own flesh means trusting your thoughts and actions while in doubt, depressed, afraid, confused is not the best thing to do. Wouldn't you agree? So, folks, be aware of your mental and emotional states when you're making life decisions. Always remember that one. Also, the opposite of trusting in your own fleshly thoughts and actions is to lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And if you think I'm making that one up, I'll read that scripture here shortly as well. So, let me turn your attention to a few scriptures as I move on into the message here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 states, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." And Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8, again tells us when we're cursed and when we are blessed. And it explains in verse 5 here, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from God. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." Folks, this is a powerful verse. "For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters." Imagine in the middle of the desert, the wilderness. Everything is withering away, tumbleweeds, you have sandstorms time to time, and here you are, a perfectly planted tree, leaves are green, bearing good fruit, not to mention your roots are in a stream flowing with water. Again, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. "For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes." Folks, I can't tell you enough. Faith will keep you in perfect peace. Now, as you can see, being cursed and being blessed are opposites, complete opposites. You are cursed when you put your trust, folks, and your belief and confidence in other people. It makes your flesh stronger. Meaning, making the surface of things your strength, making people things or situations rather than spiritual things your strength and your support system. Make sense? So as I move on into the show here, just for the record, the focus of my teaching today is on learning how to stay rooted and grounded in God, understanding that doing the right thing is not always popular, because it's easy to do and say what is popular and what gives you instant gratification. But folks, I have to say, as a believer, as a Christ believer, we have to let our yes be yes and our no be no. We can't be led, driven, and tossed by the wind. We can't be led by our natural desires. In natural, in a spiritual sense, I mean, we can't be led by normal, regular, ordinary things. No, we are called by God to rise above. And how do you do that? By staying spiritually connected to His words. There is nowhere you can hide what is in your heart and what is on your mind. God knows all of your secrets. The scripture tells us that God examines the heart and searches the mind and rewards those according to their ways. So yes, keep in mind, as you learn how to stay rooted and grounded in God today, that He examines your heart and He will search your mind any given time of the day and gives out rewards according to your ways. And the definition of ways, so I can connect it to this thought here, means your behavior, your habits, those things you're accustomed to, your conduct, which makes up your character, your personality. So, after considering my thoughts here this morning, you might want to take time to reevaluate what's on your mind and those things you respond to ensure you are worthy of those God rewards. You follow me this morning? Because at the end of the day, folks, meaning when God's expectations have not been met by you, sometimes those opportunities no longer exist. One day you wake up and that business deal fell apart, or that new job decided they weren't going to hire you after all. I mean, that sounds strange, but you get my point here, right? So again, moving on, the focus of my teaching today is learning how to stay rooted and grounded in God. And before I move on from here, folks, I think this is a right time to introduce the title of my message. And the title of my message today is Finding Your Path. Yes, Finding Your Path. Main scripture teaching comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. I just read a few minutes ago, but I also have a few other scriptures I am going to introduce. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. A lot of text to go over today, but I have to say this. All of these scriptures talk about how to find your God path in life, being able to sustain yourself as you approach milestones. You know, those goals I call hopes and dreams. So I am going to go over these scriptures here. Before I do, just let me say this. For those who have just tuned into the show today, hi there. Glad you were able to catch some of the show. You just tuned in at the right time. Again, the title of the message is Finding Your Path. And first scripture I read a few minutes ago came from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And without any more hesitation, here it is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Again, trust in the Lord, folks, with all of your heart, not just some, not just a little, but all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I know most of you understand what it means to trust in the Lord, right? Well, in case you're not sure, it means this. You have to have faith, belief, hope, conviction, and confidence in God. Because in my opinion here, when you close your natural eyes, to see faith working through your spiritual eyes is where you find your power. Yes, is where you find your power. Remember what I said earlier? Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't so. And just because you don't physically have it yet, no, it's possible. And it will show up at that God-appropriate time. Again, moving on, don't forget the scripture, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, folks, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. Remember, He's always watching. God knows what's coming around the corner. You get the point here? Moving on to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, tells us why the Bible is so important. And it states this, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So my thoughts concerning these two verses is that we have to, at some point, folks, be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And reminds me of the scripture, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. At the end of the day, remember, it's all about what I just read to you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Make sense? Folks, I have more scriptures to read and talk about here. Before I do, let me pause for just 30 seconds and say this. If you have just tuned into the show today, welcome and thank you for stopping by. You are listening to the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. Again, the title of the message today is Finding Your Path. And 2 Timothy 3:16, I have been talking about for the last few minutes, tells us how to do good work, and finding your path in life is actually finding your purpose. Again, it reads, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So, my twist of these scriptures is this. The Word of God is what inspires us and is lucrative, rewarding, worthwhile in the process. Again, profitable means lucrative, which means rewarding and worthwhile for the doctrine, meaning the Bible policy and rules for correction or instructions in righteousness. Yes, for righteousness. That's what it's all about. So moving on, I hope you are finding your path through these scriptures today. Last scripture before the break here, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, talks about direction and learning how to stay on a good path in life. So it states this, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." So again here, folks, we are called to do what? To stay faithful to God by following that God path. So after all these scriptures I just read, this is the takeaway. Are you ready? Here it is. You have to first trust in the Lord with all of your heart so He can direct your path. First thing to do. Because when you follow instructions in righteousness by reading and then living the Bible, you are on the right path. Again, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. I have to concentrate on one word here, many. So, if you've been a Christ follower for 30 years, you go to church every Sunday, and you say to yourself, well, no matter what I do, I am already on the right track, my seat is already secured in heaven, and therefore, I don't have to do anything else. I have already done everything, but I have news for you. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. It didn't say only sinners and those who don't go to church and those who don't read their Bible. It says many, which means it could be you and I. Many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So folks, my point here is this. Are you one of the few? Are you one of the few people who gets it? Are you one of the few who gets that being a believer in all things God takes more than just saying, God, I love you. Takes more than saying, God, thank you. Takes more than saying, God, I can't live without you. But it takes showing God you love Him by being obedient to the calling on your life. Because that narrow gate is actually, folks, a way of life, a path that leads you to heaven's doors. So in saying that, how are you really living? Have you found your path? Have you found your purpose in God? Good, good stuff. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today. Just wanted to take a few minutes to tell you all about the Faith Walk Show. We are here on Sundays, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I want to tell you our core message is focusing on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness. Also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety. Yes, using your faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. That's right, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here. I will be here waiting for you. I also look forward to hearing from you. Email me. I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, and I would love to share your story right here at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month, with the world to tell them how the Lord is working in your life. So, To submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Now, continue on listening to the show as I conclude today's message.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, I am back on the other side of the break talking about your personal journey in life. Where is it leading you, folks? In my opinion, one of two places, to heaven's doors or on an endless dark path that leads to destruction. Today's message title is Finding Your Path, and you find your path by finding God. Yes, when you utilize your faith and trust and believe that the Word of God is the way of life, you find your path. So as I always say, this show is about hope and teaching you how to develop and grow your faith. And I'll say it again, as I did earlier, my personal quote is this: just because I can't see it doesn't mean it isn't so, and just because I don't physically have it yet, I know it's possible and will show up at that God-appropriate time. So in saying that, folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this: finding your way around the parched places in the wilderness called life can sometimes cause you to think about giving up and walking away from everything and everyone. But when you own up to your mistakes and let bygones truly stay gone from your thoughts and actions, that's when life happens. That's when you suddenly find that God path, that reason to exist and press through the drama and the trauma in your life, because in due season, everything becomes right. God has a plan for you. So give Him the opportunity to set you free so you can be productive in His plan for your life by staying on that God path, so He can easily find you serving Him with all of your heart. Folks, I have had a wonderful time sharing scriptures and talking about points of discussion on the Word of God. I have run out of time. This will bring my show to a close. But as always, remember this one thought I end with on every show. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed. Stone by